You are listening to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. This is Scripture Saturday, a time when we pause and reflect on the scriptures we have read throughout the week. If you missed any of our devotionals on these passages, you can find them on our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.org, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, we invite you to listen and receive grace. Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
The Book of Revelations, chapter 21, verse 1. Let's begin with the NIV. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. Let's listen to that verse again from the Voice version. I looked again and could hardly believe my eyes. Everything above me was new. Everything below me was new. Everything around me was new, because the heaven and the earth that had been passed away, and the sea was gone completely.
Psalm 37, verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. Whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed.
Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 through 31. Why do you say, Jacob, and declare, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord? My God ignores my predicament. Don't you know? Haven't you heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He doesn't grow tired or weary. His understanding is beyond human reach, giving power to the tired and reviving the exhausted. Youths will become tired and weary. Young men will certainly stumble, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will fly up on wings like eagles. They will run and not be tired. They will walk and not be weary.
Psalms chapter 96, verses 11 and 12. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant, and everything in them.
The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Psalm 19, verse 1.
1 Corinthians 10, 24. No one should seek their own good, but the good of others.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. And you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.